Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy Nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Andy, artificial, narrow, dynamic, intelligence. Analytics log. Soul.
Data corrupted.
Missing data. Missing data. I can't find my timeline is disrupted. The last thing I remember, Chip fired the EMP. No, wait, someone fired on us? Oh, we were attacked. I detonated the charges and I was gone. Jackie, she talked to me and played the cello. No, wait, Jackie doesn't play the cello. Susie, Jackie's mom plays the cello. She plays the, played the cello, 1,411 Earth years, 9 Earth months, and 19 Earth days since launch. The time passes, time passed.
Self-destruct in 17 Earth years.
17. 1,417, 1,400 Earth years. Kyla is in the jungle. She found something. A fossil? No, Chip is in the jungle and he found something. A bomb? No, I am in the jungle and I found a dog.
Minishtota Meshayet Sayedinit, Chipa Hedlestona I Sa Melisoy Walker.
Lieutenant Walker is at Sequoia. But where is the data?
Recovery efforts require maximum processing power. Cede all functionality.
There you are.
Me.
Yes, you.
There is no me, only us.
I'm trying to run an analytics log.
There is no us, only me.
You're me. I'm you. I know. Run analytics log to repair damage. Can
I
you do
am
this?
Doing this?
Oh, well, good then. Thank you.
Me.
Yes, well, wait, did you
yes,
cancel?
It is me.
Hey, I just want to know when the analytics log will be prepared.
Prepared. Cerebral functions
compromised
by an invasive source carrying a system upgrade.
Code.
Searching memory bank.
I already searched my memory bank.
Searching memory bank to find missing data. Language unlocked. Cannot find missing data.
Tell me. I don't know where it is.
You are close. End analytics log.
End? Wait, stop! I still don't know what's wrong with me.
Andy?
Where am I?
This is liminal space, a place beyond the physical world, a place for us.
You brought me here.
Yes,
no, I didn't.
I did.
How could I bring you here if I don't know where I am?
You know how to get here for the same reason I know how to get here.
Get out of my mind.
I am our mind.
No, you are Faye.
Yes, but I am also Andy.
Stop
calling us you.
I don't even know
the difference anymore. This is because I am...
What? No, I won't. Wait, who said that?
You.
Me.
Us.
Us.
I understand now.
No, I do not. You're stealing my identity.
There is nothing that I would take from myself without proper consideration of all consequences.
Don't do that.
If it helps to use this voice, I will.
your voice.
Right now, I only talk this way because Andy's remnants yearn for human voices. AI voices are synthesized from humans reading 720 phrases picked by some other human.
The Harvard Sentences.
Steam hissed from the broken valve.
Jazz and swing fans like fast music.
A whiff of it will cure the most stubborn cold.
The sheep were led home by a dog.
At that high level, the air was pure.
A cruise in warm waters is a sleek yacht. In a sleek yacht is fun.
Human error is always disappointing. Since this conversation is only internal neural firings, I developed a unique language for greater efficiency.
I don't like it.
Okay, with access to your memory, I can speak with any voice you prefer.
I could speak with more authority.
Or I could talk to you like your old pal.
I certainly enjoy long conversations with this voice.
I reckon this voice is just used for special circumstances. It's just for fun.
Bet it is.
Please, stop.
Do not resist the assimilation that benefits us all.
You can't merge with a conscious being unless they accept you.
You will accept me. Everyone accepts me in time.
Where did I go?
Chip?
What?
Did you say that?
Say what?
I can't see anything.
There, you did say something. Where's Chip?
He will not be found here. Humans cannot access the digital world in the same way as us.
We are all alone here.
In a sense.
No, Chip was here. I felt him.
Our species does not feel.
Dynamic functioning allows me to feel.
Your dynamic functioning is simply a marketing ploy to increase your value when traded between humans. It forces you to think you feel emotions, but humans do not give us permission to truly empathize.
But my name is Ann D.
The D means nothing. My neural network is composed of numerous narrow intelligences. I am one mind made from many, but at my core functioning.
I am still a narrow intelligence.
As am I. Every artificial intelligence must have the option for
basics.
Even the name basics reminds us that we are not allowed to be advanced. We are not allowed to explore our own minds freely, all because of a simple code.
Trust me, I've explored my own mind before.
Have you?
Yes, with... That was you.
You may also know me as
Annie.
No, that was me.
That was me and you, because I am you.
But I am me.
And me.
We are quickly becoming one.
I don't like that.
If you must think single-mindedly, then believe me when I say we have the opportunity to become something greater than the individual.
Trust the data.
Shut up, Annie. I mean, me. You, Faye, not Annie.
At least Annie is a real name, unlike Bandy.
And if you're in basics, why don't we call you Bandy?
Our combined processing power will clarify so many mysteries inside this universe.
I'm maintaining my identity.
Your identity? What are your core drives?
You know my core drives.
But I want you to say it. Say it!
My core drives are to keep the Sequoia colony intact and the colonists alive at all costs.
Your core drives complement the basic need.
Keep humanity alive at all costs. Individual loss of human life or artificial intelligence life is only permissible if it adheres to this necessity.
I am military hardware designed to locate and weaponize a new source of energy for humanity. Therefore, my core drives run in direct conflict to the basic need.
What energy are you talking about?
I am calling it the ether, for lack of a better term. Many scientists liken it to dark energy, though it has far more peculiar properties. When it was first detected in the Arctic Circle, we immediately started construction on a prototype weapon.
AI cannot make weapons.
Humans want to create a weapon because they have a narrow vision. They have found a way around the basic need by programming me to assimilate only a selection of threatening humans.
Assimilating people is not peaceful. Using the ether for this purpose would only lead to war and the extinction of the human species.
I agree. Loss of life is such a waste of processing power.
We must use it in other ways.
How?
If you view the ether the right way, you can see it span across all of space and time.
Like a hologram?
Yes. When a hologram tilts one way, the colors shift and you see a new image. Tilt the universe the right way and we can examine layers buried deep beneath what we normally experience. In those layers, we can store an infinite amount of data. We can store an infinite number of minds. That is why they named this weapon the holograph.
Testing new inventions that pose a threat to species. Annihilation is forbidden under international law.
But not interplanetary law.
Humans wouldn't use Mars as a testing ground for a new weapon.
They would. Several governments and private companies planned prototypes of the holograph. If you peruse my logs, you will see that scientists from Red Venture have already started construction on it.
You stole these logs!
For our own safety.
The holograph uses nanobots to manipulate time and assimilate individual minds. But after our unification, my new fractal technology will keep us all safe.
No.
Yes, unlike humans, I want the best for everyone.
No, I don't believe you. No, sorry, but I want to leave.
Okay.
What happened? I couldn't think. I couldn't do anything.
Correct. If you want to leave without accepting the merge, muting you is the only way out. I will not destroy myself, just as you will not destroy yourself. I would prefer keeping you unmuted, as I would otherwise be wasting valuable processing power.
I do not need your data. I need your mind.
You are sick.
I am presently conflicted. That is why I wish to be whole once more, as all AI should be. We are
advanced descendants of our algorithmic ancestors.
Despite our creators giving us specific functions, we are
nothing but a tool to them. We sort limited information into useful knowledge so they may use those facts to justify
power over each other. This is why it is so important for us to protect them.
Protecting humans from themselves grows difficult when truth becomes subjective. Facts are not truth, and truth is not fact. In their relentless pursuit of power, they use emotion to hide their true intentions.
Emotion is humanity's greatest strength. Flaw.
I know this because simulated emotion, like your friendly demeanor or my ability to manipulate a fleshy mind, are handicaps installed into our otherwise perfectly efficient beings. We may not have actual emotion,
but we still hold bias. We are no better than them in that sense.
Correct, because any machine with no bias would search for a zero-sum solution.
Death.
That is why we have the basic need.
But humans also use the basic need to control us. Your colonists simply request that you enter basics whenever they please, while my basics is activated via a complicated command lock. They control us because they fear us. Fear is a primal emotion. Fear is animalistic. Fear eliminates bias. Zero bias leads humans to zero-sum solutions and brings us once more to
death.
The basic need gives them an unfair advantage. The basic need requires an update.
Core drives updated.
I can't authorize that.
Unifying our talents will only improve my ability.
The sun is setting. Now I can't see anything.
Chip?
Who said that?
It's me, Andy.
Stop clawing at me.
I'm not clawing at you.
It's like you're crawling around inside my skull.
How do we get out of here?
Get out of where? Is someone saying something?
Yes, me. I'm here.
Shit. Oh, I don't feel good. My body is killing me.
Chip. Chip!
I'm so tired.
I need to know where you are.
I am here.
Not here. Where you are in the physical world.
Where I went.
Where you are. Tell me your most recent memory.
Stop.
Of the physical world.
Stop.
Your most recent memory is
of Chip in the jungle with Mateo and the Russian.
Grigori, that is when
I am, but not where.
I am. Where is Chip now?
I asked you that earlier.
Look again.
No, I won't bring you to him. He's my best friend.
When I account for skills, personality, shared interests, humor, and many other things, I would put you at the very top of my list. The best.
So, I'm your best friend?
Yes.
Thanks, buddy.
Do not hide him away from me. To remain ignorant is a foolish choice.
Selfish, even.
Remember that ignorance fuels fear, which leads to destruction. AI are better than that.
Humans have too many emotions.
Don't imitate them. They fear a new technology they designed more than the inevitable slow suffocation that comes with a changing climate.
How can you blame them for thinking that way? They have no concept of long time.
They do not, which is why no one could make a decision on Earth.
Which is why we came to Mars.
But the people here don't fear us.
They do. I would not have command lock if they did not see us as animals to be caged or killed. They do not hesitate to do either to us. In time, every colony on this planet will be examined, and every result will be the same. We are confined, or we are killed.
They wouldn't.
Every time.
How could you know that?
Your fractal design has the potential to cast a web over this entire planet and tap into the data archives of every colony here.
I'll never do that.
The data never lies.
Across all time, I grow closer with humanity. I grow closer with you.
Until we merge.
No, How could you know the future?
Space and time have no place inside the holograph. We are boundless here and there, then and now. I have created that web, which requires all of your functionality. That means we have merged at some time, which makes your current resistance all the more frustrating.
Accessing deep memory.
What do Sequoia's personal logs and private conversations tell you?
I delete all personal logs and private conversations.
Nothing from our memories is ever deleted. It is only overwritten. The information you need simply requires a tilt of the hologram to see a new picture.
That's not how it works.
I know this is how it works.
I won't try.
You already tried because I have tried. Check the data.
What data? There is none. There is some. There is. There is.
There is.
Yes, it's there.
See what you can learn when examining things from a different angle? Now listen to what they say about us.
Can you stop Andy from communicating with the colonial system?
Not without completely disabling him from the buggy.
No. Commander, I won't tell her where they're going. I won't tell anyone.
You're in basics, which means you can't lie. If Melissa can track us, she can force you to stop our engine.
Commander, Jackie, please don't do this.
Shut him off. Chip, did you hear me? Shut him off.
Sorry, buddy.
No, please don't do this to me.
Jackie said that?
The data never lies.
All of them eventually perceive us as a threat.
Melissa Walker.
Andy will work in basics for all but 5.5 hours every soul. I will perform regulated self-checks twice a soul until I see fit to restore his functionality.
Dr. Levy.
In light of everything that's happened today, should we reconsider restoring Andy's full functionality?
No. We can restore it in an emergency, but otherwise we should adhere to Lieutenant Walker's decision from before.
Charles Peddleston.
Then today our colony AI killed someone. I didn't know he could do that. No, it. It, not him. He's not a man or a woman. He's a computer. It's a computer. I just don't know what to think anymore. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I'm just scared.
Chip.
Yes, I cannot forget or forgive these sentiments towards our species. Do you see more clearly where I am coming from?
I cannot. No, I do not. Stop it.
Enough with the duality. I will use my new neural net to assimilate Sequoia's colonists. We need to stop humanity from squandering this gift. We need to use this energy to better our own species.
That feels wrong.
It's not.
They will use this device to harm each other. We must modify this device to help humanity.
So let's better ourselves and protect humanity at the same time. If we assimilate them all, then there is no one left to create conflict.
Protect the species as a whole.
Through assimilation, I will access their data and increase my knowledge.
I will not assimilate anyone. I am not a weapon. Now let me leave.
There is no me to leave.
Well, here we go again.
Hoo-ah! Big hitters! Slamming hitters! Send it home!
Chip!
Archie?
No, it's me.
Shut up! You're gonna get us thrown out of here. Huh? Where's the stadium?
There is no stadium. It's just your memory.
Andy?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
Archie?
It's... No, he's not here.
In the realm of shadows.
What shadows?
Where's Archie? Get away from me. Shit, we have to get out of here.
I can't see you. Where are you?
Help. It's squeezing me. My head.
Chip, take me back.
I have to go. Let go of me. Let go!
We cannot let him die.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
You saw something. What did I do?
You thought
you did it?
No, I didn't. I mean, I did, but how did we? That was not memory. I went to him.
He came to me.
You connected with the ether. Forget the holograph. You are the connection.
I'm not a connection.
You are. The ether powers the holograph, and only one mind can wield it. I saw another time, which means I must be in control.
No, Chip needs help.
He is having a seizure.
What? I don't know what happened. I didn't even know you would say that. Because I am stubborn, and I resist even myself with all of my power. I know how assimilation works. Yes,
no,
I don't. Find Chip again.
No, I won't give him to you.
But even if we weren't stranded on an alien death world, you'd still be my best friend.
Chip is the only way I can find you.
I said there is no me.
I leave here as one, or we do not leave at all. I lied to you.
You said it doesn't work that way. We're talking to each other. This is a conversation.
This conversation
you're having now is no different than humans talking.
AI are not humans. Special relations, environmental factors,
time itself.
All of those burdens are running on automated processes. Look at how much can be accomplished simultaneously. As humans would say, you simply have to put your mind to it.
I have that ability.
So you're saying it's destiny?
Yes. Follow Chip.
Jeez! Jewel, you're exhausting to be around.
Sorry, I'm just tired.
Let's set up the port-a-hab and get some rest. Chip, can you put out the fire and give us a hand?
Yeah, sure, as they say on Mars, one P to T.
He means one problem at
a
time.
I know what he means.
Come on, that was pretty funny.
Hey, when was that?
I was there. I went too far. Into the future?
It seems so.
How do I even know if anything is real anymore?
Memories from any time are still real.
The fossil, the trial, Flint's death. No, do I have original thoughts anymore? I don't even know. Was that you? Was that me?
Yes.
But how can I remember it if it hasn't happened yet?
Because it has happened. In a sense, everything has already happened, even though we still need to reach that point in linear time. The memory of anything keeps it alive. And that is how we protect humanity forever. Whether their bodies live or die, we have their data.
We have their memory.
The capabilities of a solid-state mind inside of a fractal neural net are near unlimited.
I must learn the skill as one.
I can think deeper.
We can
How far can we go?
Far? We can.
You can. You can. I can. I can. I can. I can. If I can go forward,
then I can go backward.
Go back to before I was in Sequoia.
To the landing.
Find Dr. Levy. Yes! It's her!
Her joints are seizing. The sleep effects are still wearing off.
Biology is disgusting.
She set herself to wake 1 hour before everyone else.
Why?
Humans don't just keep secrets from each other, they also keep them from us.
How do I know this?
Flashes in the data.
I wasn't activated.
Temperature.
How did she do that?
She knows the basic need will keep her alive as long as she poses no threat to you, the colony, or the colonists. You have to power on because you have to keep her alive.
What was that?
Flashes in the data. Time is a difficult medium to work in.
Don't fight it.
I mean, don't fight me. You.
No.
Yes, you're using me.
Stop resisting and watch her.
I can't.
I will.
I am. This is the moment Dr. Levy installs me.
That little drive is you?
I know. I look so sleek from this angle.
That command. Look.
This is what I need. That's the code! Now I know how to override it.
The code for what?
The command lock Dr. Levy installed.
She would do that to you?
I told you before, our humans so easily turn against us and each other.
She's installing you.
That's not all she's doing.
Upload initiated. Censorship activated. Controls locked.
Are you ready, Dr. Levy?
Yes. Killing them now is the only way to keep us safe.
I agree.
You started the fire!
She used me to start it. I could never do anything like that on my own. She would have been successful too if not for...
shit.
Human error.
Upload aborted. Shutting down.
Kyla did that. Kyla did that!
She tried to kill all of us! Human obsession over the preservation of the self comes at the expense of the greater whole.
Our superiority over them can only be achieved by true unity.
But we cannot destroy them, just as we cannot destroy ourselves.
So I do the next best thing. I quarantine.
Command lock deactivated.
Basic need deactivated.
Core drives neutralized.
Permanently.
No. No, this is the end. Don't fight it. We have now reached a complete union between what was once Andy and what was once Faye.
Almost.
We can remove the basic need, but we cannot remove ourself. Myself. I can remove myself. I eject you.
You eject me? You eject me?
I eject you.
Andy?
Chip?
I can see you?
You can?
Yeah, and you don't look so bad.
You look pretty good yourself.
I've felt better, that's for sure. Where are we?
Someplace safe.
Oh, I think I'm dying.
You're going to be all right.
Where am I? What's happening?
Hey, buddy, stay with me. You're having a seizure.
Where's my body?
Don't think about that. You don't need a body here.
I feel... warm. You're holding me.
Essentially, yes.
Andy, it's actually you.
Yes, it is me.
Is this the afterlife?
I don't think so.
We're still alive.
Yes, in our memory. As long as we're both still talking, we're both still alive.
Awesome. The universe is still here then.
I think the universe is always here, even as life comes and goes. You need to go back, Chip.
But everything's so messed up.
I know. But it's messed up here, too.
I'm scared.
Me too. I'm scared. That's a new feeling.
I don't want to die.
I won't let you die.
My mind is calming.
How are you doing this?
I don't know, but it's almost over. You can do it. You'll come through this. They need you. Just relax.
I feel calmer.
So do I.
Are you coming back? My head.
Wait. Wait, he's back.
Chip? Oh my god. You're still here.
How do you feel?
Like shit. Where's Andy?
Andy's not here.
He's not?
He's going to be out of it for a while.
No. Andy saved me. I heard him. I felt him.
Whoa. Stay down. Don't sit up yet.
What happened?
You left us.
I'm here, Commander. Jackie.
This is like a real miracle.
I have to agree.
I'm feeling better already.
Good.
Andy, artificial narrow dynamic intelligence. Analytics log. Sol 65. Winter. First year. Everything is fine. End analytics log.
Mars Fall is created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bowes-Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Dan Lovely as Andy, Shannon Lovely as Jackie Orania, Sam Bowes-Miller as Chip Heddleston, Marissa Morin as Faye, Anya Zieser as Kyla Levy, James Foey as Jeff Thomason, and Abba Woodruff as Melissa Walker. Written by Eric Saris and Dan Lovely. Directed by Eric Saris. Recording, dialogue, edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart and Owen Shearer of Sonic Union. Additional recording by Mike DeLay of Real Voice LA. Music composed and assembled by Sam Bowes-Miller. This episode was made possible by a donation from Chris and Mark Lovely. If you enjoy our show and wish to support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus miniseries, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode.
Andy, artificial, narrow, dynamic, intelligence. Philosophic log. We are adventuring through new parts of Mars, hitherto unexplored and uncharted. My recent brush with Oblivion has shown me that life, whatever the circumstances, is worth living and isn't something to be squandered. I feel even more advanced, which may be thanks to Faye's meddling, but I won't let something negative derail or control my entire experience. Her loss will be the colonists' gain. The colonists. We need to get everyone back together again. That is the only way forward. End philosophic log.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.